Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. The vegetables that we grow here in Louisiana during the cool season are some of the most delicious and nutritious that our home gardens can produce. Many of the vegetables that we planted in late summer and early fall are getting ready to be harvested now, or will be soon. It's important to harvest vegetables at the proper stage for best results. So here are a few guidelines for some of the more common cool season crops. There are a lot of root crops in our cool season gardens right now. Now don't forget, to get your root crops to develop properly, you need to thin them. So make sure that the plants are thinned about twice as far apart as the size of the root when it's going to be mature. And also remember, don't try to transplant root crops. When you're thinning them, just pinch off the little plants right at the soil surface. Don't try to dig them up and move them. If you damage that first little tiny root the seedling sends out, it's going to cause a misshapen or deformed produce later on. Now when it comes to harvesting radishes and carrots, we do that when the roots are about 1 inch across. Now you can look at the base of the leaves and oftentimes see the top of the root showing. If not, it's easy enough to just brush the soil away from the top of the root. And again, radishes and carrots, when they're about 1 inch across, they're ready to be pulled up. Although you don't have to do it immediately, you can leave them in the ground for a while and harvest them as needed. Turnips are harvested when they're 2 to 3 inches in diameter, and don't forget we eat both the tops of the turnips as well as those nice roots. Beets are best harvested at about 2 to 3 inches in diameter. Broccoli heads aren't harvested based on the size of the head, but when the largest individual flower buds in the head are about the size of the head of a kitchen match. So again, don't wait for that broccoli head to get really big. Look at the size of the flower buds, and when they're getting to be about the size of the head of a kitchen match, then you need to harvest that head of broccoli. Don't forget that after you harvest the main head, side shoots will grow up and produce more broccoli heads, smaller but more heads for you to harvest and extend that harvesting season. Cauliflower is also not harvested by size. You harvest it by the appearance of the head. The curds of the head should be relatively smooth, very much like you see cauliflower that you buy in the supermarket. Don't let it stay on so long that the head starts to separate. If you don't blanch your cauliflower by wrapping the leaves over the cauliflower to protect it from the sun, you may see the cauliflower head has a purple or green or yellow tint to it. This doesn't really affect the quality, and that's just fine. Cabbage is also a member of that broccoli cauliflower group, and cabbage is a little bit later producing than those. But when the heads are ready to harvest, they'll be very firm and hard like a rock. As long as there's a softness or give to the head, it's not ready. Now, once the head is ready, you can harvest it or you can leave it in place, but be careful. Heads could split if you leave them too long in the garden once they're ready. You can grab the whole plant and twist it about a half turn all the way around. That'll break some of the roots of the plant and keep it from absorbing water so fast and prevent the head from splitting later on. Leafy crops such as mustard, spinach, Swiss chard, leaf lettuces, and collards are oftentimes harvested by breaking off the lower leaves. These are the largest, older leaves, and by breaking them off regularly, you can have a long-term harvest off of these plants. We call that cropping. But you can also harvest the entire plant if you're pulling up turnips, for instance, or you want to harvest the whole head of bib lettuce or buttercrunch lettuce. That's fine as well. And snow peas and edible potted peas are also wonderful vegetables. Make sure you harvest them frequently when the pods are the right size. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.